A coalition of business, religious, and immigrant rights groups are coming together today to urge Congress to pass immigration reform. They are lobbying for House Republicans to pass a bill by the end of the year. Today, in Los Angeles, the Coalition for Human Immigration Rights, or CHIRLA, used the upcoming Day of the Dead holiday to advocate for immigration reform. Asala Sanipour has our story.
Miguel Molina spent his morning in CHIRLA's dimly lit office building folding colored tissue paper into flowers. This is the first year that Molina is building his own altar for Dia de Muertos, Day of the Dead. It's a Mexican holiday where family and friends gather to commemorate loved ones they have lost. But for undocumented immigrants like Molina, Day of the Dead represents more.
So my mom called me up in the phone, and she told me that her grandmother was feeling really sick, and the doctors ended up telling our family that she was gonna pass away, and my mom wasn't able to be there with her because being undocumented, she's not able to travel to her homeland to visit her families. So she wasn't able to be there at her final moments with her grandmother and, you know, just savor those moments like people usually do.
Molina came to the United States from Mexico when he was 2 years old. He's 19 now and has gotten involved with CHIRLA as a resource to help him advance to higher education. He's in college now and wants to be a writer. Stories like Molina's are not uncommon in immigrant communities.
The people are living in pain because they cannot see their loved ones. They are far away in other countries, and when somebody die or somebody sick, they cannot go and assist them. So it's something that everybody fears, like one day is going to happen.
That's Antonio Bernabe, a CHIRLA organizer. His primary work is on immigration reform. Bernabe wants to remind others of the risks that undocumented immigrants face when coming to the United States in search of the American dream.
We are talking about people crossing the desert to be here, to provide for the families and dying in the middle of the desert because they couldn't make it. So that's the thing that happens every day with the immigrant community.
He says that about 400 undocumented citizens die in the desert each year. That's more than one person every day. This year, CHIRLA hopes that their Day of the Dead vigil will pay special respect to these people too. Volunteers like Molina have spent days building a banner and a flower arch. They'll put pictures of the ones they've lost alongside favorite treats. It's all in an effort to encourage Congress to pass immigration reform in order to keep separated families together. They haven't decided where the altar will go yet, but as always, they hope that Day of the Dead will be a day to remember for those they've loved, near or far. Asala Sanipour, Annenberg Radio News.